At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Rick Hassan, Kate Constable here with you on the BetMGM Network. This is Bet Sweat. Sam and Joe are off today. They'll be back tomorrow. We just had breaking news in the last segment that the Mavs are expected to fire their GM, Nico Harrison. A press conference coming our way at 10 a.m. Central. We'll keep you posted on the what we hear and the findings from that. We are going to, Jake, now turn our attention to a little.
I love Jake, expected to fire, too. Like, I love expected right? to fire as if, like, something can change in the next 18 minutes where they bring everybody out and they go, actually, guys, never mind. We take it back.
Yeah, we changed
just
our
kidding.
Mind. We changed
like, just say it. It's over. It's done. They're firing him.
Yeah. No. He has, well, I guess he hasn't officially been fired. They should say where he will be fired, which I don't know if that's much better, but that's what's happening at 10 Central. What's happening right now here on BetSweats at 9:42 Central is we're going to talk a little college football this week, week 12, and the college football playoff picture, because we have rankings coming out later tonight, our second rendition of the college football playoff rankings. Just to go over the teams that made the first one, Ohio State, and this is in order as 1 through 12, Ohio State, Indiana, Texas A&M, Alabama, Georgia, Ole Miss, BYU, Texas Tech, Oregon, Notre Dame, Texas, and Oklahoma. So, Jake, based on the schedule that we have this weekend with a number of those games or number of those teams in action, where do you want to start game-wise or playoff picture-wise?
Well, I just want to start with the playoff. I feel like not a lot is going to change tonight, except obviously Texas Tech beat BYU, so you're going to get the flip there. But other, like, I know people are going to make the case for Indiana to probably be one. Do we think that actually happens based on... that
no
like the moment like because we also know like the committee wants to get people to watch Gertz doesn't want
Gertz
Indiana
immediately
to be because
no
he, well because Gertz has been trying to reverse jinx Indiana all year long, so I love Gertz very much, but I don't, the tinfoil hat is on. I feel like just the committee, they want the viewership. I feel like they could maybe make Indiana one this week, and then they're just going to go back and forth for every rendition of these.
I don't think you can make Indiana one. You barely beat Penn State. Like, yes, you did beat Penn State, and a win is a win, but I don't think they're going to – I still think there is a gap between Ohio State and Indiana, and I think the committee also sees that.
Yeah, probably. Our Fighting Irish, can't remember, we bet them against Navy.
Yes, we
they
did.
Definitely took care of business there. I can't wait for Notre Dame to move up to, like, 8. And everyone just lose
they will.
Their minds.
They
and everyone
will.
Would just lose their minds because of yep. the anti-Notre Dame sentiment that you get every single year. And it's going to be very, very funny.
Yeah. You have to imagine they will, especially like Oregon barely squeaked by Iowa this past weekend. Oregon's 9, Notre Dame's 10. I think BYU drops significantly. I think BYU, like, is there a
yes.
shot that BYU is out of the playoff picture altogether after this past week, after losing to Texas A&M?
I mean, probably. I mean, they got smacked I mean, granted, it was in Lubbock, so it's a tough place to play, but they got absolutely smoked. I mean, they were touchdown dogs, and they still couldn't even cover that number. They were brutal in that game. Like, it was, we were on the better angle together, and I walked into the studio. I go, I wish they were all that easy. I wish every bet was as easy as Texas Tech was against BYU, because that was from kick until the end of the game. It was so easy.
Well, and
frauds.
The Big 12 is only getting one team in, right? Like, can we agree on that?
I guess
we can't unless Texas Tech loses in the Big 12 title game. I still think there's a path for Texas Tech to make the playoff, even if they lose. That would be a two-loss team, but a two-loss with one of the losses coming in your conference championship with how dominant Texas Tech has been. I think that's the only path that we get two Big 12 teams into the playoff.
Yeah, I mean, that would have to be the only way.
But,
I mean,
go ahead. I didn't.
What you got?
Never mind. No, I was going to say their path. Like, they're going to win their next two games, but that's still, so they'll enter the championship game with one loss, but that obviously still counts as a loss in the championship game. So it would be a two loss team.
Yeah, I mean, I think this Texas Tech team has the juice. I think they can carry the proverbial weight of the conference on their shoulders enough. I mean, they're a top 10 team, for God's sake. Like, and they've looked every bit of it all season long, and people are kicking and screaming. It's like, oh, all they did was buy all their players. Yeah, that's what college football is now, you buffoons.
Mm-hmm.
So I think Texas Tech has the juice. I can't wait to see who they end up getting in the first round of the playoff, because I'll be very much wanting to bet Texas Tech depending on the draw there. I'm not saying that they're going to win the national title, but I like them as a team, and I think they could definitely win at least one game. But as far as this week goes, I mean, do we just start with the game of the week and we just work backwards from there with Texas and Georgia? Georgia hosting Texas, and we just work backwards from there, because I don't know if you heard, Kate, but Texas is back. Arch has the juice. Yep. He's figuring it out. Have you heard this? Have you seen this?
I mean, after I feel like
after they beat Vanderbilt by 3 a couple weeks ago.
Texas is not back in my mind, in some people's maybe, but Texas still has some stuff to show me. And that's not saying that they can't stick within this number. I think 6.5 is pretty generous. I'm looking at a first quarter play on Texas, because Georgia has started their games so slow all season long. It doesn't matter who their opponent is, whether it's a SEC ranked opponent, the bottom of the SEC, like, they don't come to play until the second half. And maybe that's where they then put Texas away or take a lead. But I think Texas early on in this game, especially going on the road, you're going to be juiced up going into Georgia. Georgia starts slow. Like, they do not come ready to play. It takes them a little time to get warmed up. I would look at a Texas either to cover first spread, first quarter spread or first half spread.
Honestly, that was going to be my look for this too. Texas first half was going to be my bet here, because you're right. This Georgia team, it just feels like they're incredibly sluggish just getting out of the gates. Mm-hmm. I mean, you beat Florida by 4. You beat Ole Miss by a possession. And really, you could argue that Georgia should have lost that game. You only beat Auburn by 10, and then they end up firing their head coach. Like, this Georgia, I'm not saying that Georgia's a bad team. I mean, they're fifth in the country for a reason. Like, they're one of the top contenders at the top of the odds board and via the committee and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But it just, you watch this team and they just feel beatable, right? Like, you just watch them and it's like, okay, like, they get it done and Stockton does enough to win you these games. But it just doesn't feel like the Georgia teams of old where they're just shoving you in a locker. So I think Texas is better than they were a few weeks ago. I do feel like they're getting incrementally better, but I think when push comes to shove, Georgia's the better team. They definitely have the better coach. So I think this could be a slow start. I think a first half under might be a good look as well, because we know Texas's struggles with offense in general. So, and against this Georgia team, I think that they could give Arch some fits a little bit. So I'll be on Texas first half, and I'll probably be on a first half under as well.
Georgia has not dominated any team over the last 5-6 weeks, except maybe Mississippi State from last week. But if you look at the start to that game, and Mississippi State, there's a big discrepancy in talent between a 5-5 Mississippi State team and a Arch Manning-led Texas team. Like, let's just be real there. But sure, Georgia put up 21 in the second quarter, but it was 7-3 Mississippi State at the end of the first quarter. Like, just goes to show once again that Georgia will bring it late or...
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In the second, but like getting going has been very tough for Georgia. So I'm going first quarter Texas, Jake. And I like the first half under. I think that could be a play as well. Gertz is going to love this one. I'm going Indiana to absolutely smoke Wisconsin this weekend. And I would maybe even look at a Wisconsin team total under. They're coming off a big win last week. Wisconsin's feeling good after beating Washington. 13-10, little barn burner there. And I think after Indiana's near slip up against Penn State, like that was a wake up call if they needed one at all, or maybe not a wake up call, but just like a refocusing. Plus, we talked about the Heisman race earlier in the show, Jake, like Fernando Mendoza, let's pad those stats. Let's get him a bunch of touchdowns. Let's get him a bunch of passing yards. Let's put up a massive number on this Wisconsin team that is extremely, extremely beatable. And you look at what Wisconsin, outside of putting up 13 points last week, 7 for Oregon, and they were shut out against Ohio State and Iowa. So they've scored under 3 touchdowns in their last 4 games. They're not scoring against Indiana.
So disgusting. I love the narrative, though. I love the, okay, Wisconsin feeling themselves after the big upset at home. You know those Wisconsin fans are looking at that Indiana-Penn State game and saying, hey, Indiana vulnerable? And I think you're right. Indiana gets the scare against Penn State. They go, whoa, 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 whoa. All right, we're going back home, early morning game, 11 a.m. start, and then they just shove Wisconsin in the locker, slap back to reality, and you just go, okay, yeah, no, actually, we still stink. And oh, don't worry, everybody, you're still bringing your head coach back next year at Camp Randall. Don't worry. Aren't you excited for that?
Yeah, that's going to – I mean, I think he should go. I think Luke Fickell needs to go after this season.
Yes.
Sure, fine. What does it matter if you fire him now or if you fire him in 3 games? But I think Luke Fickell, I think he needs to go. It's been enough time there. Jake, real quick, any other games you have your eye on? We have Notre Dame Pitt. That's a big one. Notre Dame 11.5-point favorite. A little further down the board, all their ranked matchups. Oh, Oklahoma Alabama. That's going to be a great one. 2:30 in the afternoon window. I still think Alabama -6.5 is the play there. They're just getting increasingly better as the season goes on.
They are. I think I'm going to wait and to bet that game live because I do believe in Oklahoma's defense. They have had a pretty staunch defense, stout, whatever. You know what I'm saying. They've had a pretty good defense all year long. So I think I might wait to bet that game live. And if Alabama starts slow and you could get a couple points you know, you get down to a four or, God willing, even a 3.5, then I would be wanting to jump in on Alabama. Of course, you run the risk of Simpson and them just coming out hot and they just boat race Oklahoma. But I don't really think that's going to happen. So I'm going to wait and jump in live. But I'm galaxy braining it. I do think 6.5, one possession game, one touchdown. I do expect Alabama to be able to win by a possession.
Galaxy braining it. That's a new one. I'm going to use that.
You're learning a lot today, Kate. Etsy Witches, Galaxy Brain. So this is what we get when the Monster Bowl hosts with Jake Hassan.
Yeah, there you go. All right, NFL Survivor, our first look at that coming up next. This is Bet Sweats.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.